This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. This is Derek Haskins, Communications Director for the South Dakota Department of Health. Thank you for joining us today for our daily COVID-19 case update call. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Josh Clayton, State Epidemiologist, and Kim Malsom-Risden, Secretary of Health. Dr. Clayton will go through today's case update, and then we'll take your questions. Go ahead, Dr. Clayton.
Good morning. Today we are reporting 53 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. This does include 9 new hospitalizations as well as 3 new deaths. Those 3 new deaths occurred among Minnehaha County residents. We're at a total of 65 individuals that have newly recovered and 256 tests that have been performed that were negative. Of the totals, we have 2,721 COVID-19 positive cases within the state. Those individuals, we have 802 of them are active infections, and 1,895 are recovered. In total, we've had 220 hospitalizations. This does include 24 deaths. And we've had 16,301 total negative tests that have been performed. As far as updates for the community impact map, we have Brookings moving from substantial to minimal to moderate community spread, and Clark and Marshall counties moving from minimal to moderate to no community spread. The new cases by county include 6 cases in Brown, 1 in Davison, 1 in Lincoln, 1 in Meade, 25 in Minnehaha, 2 in Pennington, 3 in Todd, and 14 in Union. It should be noted that the increases in Union County are mostly due to testing event at the Tyson plant in Dakota City, Nebraska. By age range, the new cases include 2 in the 0 to 19-year age category, 8 in the 20 to 29-year age category, 15 in the 30 to 39-year age category, 4 in the 40 to 49-year age category, 11 in the 50 to 59-year age category, 8 in the 60 to 69-year age category, 3 in the 70 to 79-year age category, and 2 in the 80 and older category. For cases by sex, we have 29 males as well as 24 females. For the deaths by county, in total we have 2 that have occurred in Beadle County, 1 in Girald, 1 in McCook, 19 in Minnehaha, and 1 in Pennington. For the deaths by age range, this includes 1 in the 40 to 49-year age category, 4 in the 50 to 59-year age category, 4 in the 60 to 69-year age category, 3 in the 70 to 79-year age category, and 12 in the 80 and older category. For deaths by sex, we have 15 that are male and 9 that are female.
I'll go ahead and unmute the line, and we'll take questions. All right, we're ready for our first question.
JP from KORN News Radio, do you happen to have the number of new tests that were conducted yesterday in Minnehaha County?
That information is available on the the COVID.sd.gov website. So if you're taking a look at that, as I am right now, actually don't have that information on the website as new tests.
JP, we'll get the results for the tests 48 hours after they've been taken, but I know that over 1,300 tests were done as part of the drive-through event, if that's what you're asking about.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next question.
Yeah, this is Trevor Mitchell with the Argus Leader.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Are these new deaths in Minnehaha County connected to the Good Samaritan? Are you able to confirm that?
That is not information that we attribute to a specific specific long-term care center or any other business or residential housing.
Okay.
Next question.
This is Morgan at the Rapid City Journal.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Is the state tracking antibody testing, and will you release that data similarly to how you put out the data for a PCR test now, or will it be something separate?
Hi, Morgan. This is Kim Altam-Reisden. We are getting results from antibody testing that is happening across the state. We will not be releasing that data publicly until we're sure that it complies with the CDC guidance relative to the effectiveness of antibody testing, which includes more than one test per person. And so we will be releasing it once we have, once we're assured that it's accurate.
Okay. So people need to get that test twice then?
So the specifics around the antibody testing is that the single antibody test in one platform that's available is information that can be used to help inform the current or recent exposure to COVID-19, but really to be a very effective in terms of saying a person either has or does not have antibodies. A second platform, a separate system of antibody testing out there needs to be used. So they do need to be done in tandem in order to even produce a single result for a patient.
So another way to say that is a person needs two different types of antibody tests to have a valid result.
Next question.
Hi, Ray from Keloland.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, looking at the cases in Minnehaha County, the positive ones, and you've been testing at Smithfield, can you give us any, are there any changes in the Smithfield numbers as far as the number of positive cases, close contact cases?
So there are have been no new updates to the Smithfield cases.
Okay, so none of the 53 from increases are related to Smithfield.
That is correct.
Okay.
Next question.
Mark from the Black Hills Pioneer.
Go ahead, Mark.
According to your guys' graph on the South Dakota data on the COVID website, the current bed requirement is at the, right now where we're at, is at the very low end of the graph. Can you talk to us about what you're currently expecting the number of beds, how those will, the need for them will increase over the next few days and weeks?
I think it's important to recognize that the model that is out there looking at that 2,200 beds kind of at the peak of COVID-19 activity for the state are, you know, the projection for what we will need at that peak capacity if all counties are experiencing the same level of increases over time. The number of current hospitalizations of 75 is something that, you know, we do anticipate will continue to increase as individuals are more active, they become have more social contacts or work contacts within the community, then that is a product of us seeing additional cases and having additional hospitalizations.
Next question.
Nathan from Siouxland News.
Go ahead.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys we're doing anything further in Union County, as well as could you guys talk about North Sioux City opening up, voting to open up 50% as well?
As far as it relates to the active cases or to the new cases, they are actively investigated, as all of our new cases are. That does include a full accounting of their close contacts, both in and out of work settings. So that does not change based on where the cases are occurring.
This is Stephen Grubbs from AP.
Go ahead, Stephen.
I was wondering if the state is publicly reporting details on coronavirus-related purchases, like specific amounts of PPP or how much is paid to various vendors.
Stephen, I think we got that request from you as well, and so we're working through to be able to answer that question. We have not put that out there up to this point.
Next question. Any other questions?
This is just
JP from KOR News Radio again. Of the 853 reported cases in Smithfield, can you tell us how many have recovered?
So we have 756 individuals that have recovered at this point.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Recovery is all among employees or close contacts?
Could the female who was speaking speak a little louder and ask your question?
Yeah, sorry, my phone was unmuting. So the 853 Smithfield employees are, the 756 are all employees who have recovered or also their close contacts?
The 756 reflect those employees that have recovered.
Okay, have any close contacts recovered too?
That is not information I have readily available.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next question. All right, hearing none, we will see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.